I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Lately, I've been talking a lot about bad habits that come out of bad relationships, marriages, and jobs. I'm not entirely done with that topic, because the way those habits shape us often derail us in any or all parts of life. In Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers, he says mastery comes after someone practices one skill for 10,000 hours. That is just 417 full days. If you only spend 4 hours a day perfecting bad habits, that's just under 7 years. Now think about how that correlates to your life. Toxic work environments would add up in half that time, 3.5 years. Marriages and relationships could take a bit longer or not, but you catch my drift. I find that most people who are stuck in these types of situations dream of more, desire a life on the other side of what they currently have. Of course, the longer you stay, the more rooted you become, and that makes changing a bigger, more courageous, and possibly messy experience. Too many people stay stuck. I've said this many times, but it bears repeating. You are not only unhappy and unfulfilled, you are modeling behavior that negatively impacts those around you, those who may admire you, especially children. We can't blame anyone or the world for the choices we've made, but we can change our circumstances. It is your choice to be happy. It is your choice to suffer. I am clearly not including those who are in domestic violence situations. It is possible to find a new daily ritual that will push out the negative. This could be anything physical, like exercise and taking care of your body. It could be slowing down so you can focus on just a few things instead of juggling 20. It's all about quality over quantity. As a side note, I never understood a quantity lifestyle. It seems so diluted to me instead of a fuller and more rich experience. But that's me. You can simply sit quietly each day, taking an inventory of what you want to get done and how you want to show up for yourself and others. You can always start a daily grateful practice. Write down things that worked out, even if it's just a great cup of coffee or tuning into music instead of the news. Brick by brick, slow and steady, changes can occur. These are stackable habits. True healing only happens after you take an honest look at the role you've been playing in your own suffering. If you are stuck in the story of how someone else treated you, it's going to take a long, long time to recover. But if you look at your story from the perspective of what you could have done differently, that's when you can restore the real you under all the rubble. Being detoured due to our own making is hard to face, which is why some people point to outward forces that are to blame. The thing is, even when the outside world isn't working in your favor, you can decide to be different, feel differently, and focus on what is right for you. If you're going round and round and life feels like a Ferris wheel, it's time to consider that you can get off the ride anytime you want. Just stop. Breathe. Do something kind for yourself to recalibrate. A soft landing after chaos helps a lot. And if you're not sure how to take new steps forward, it's okay. Sometimes pausing is what you need. As we enter the holiday season, the quickest way to give ourselves a jolt of feel good is to help someone else. Life is hard, but our choice to show up with kindness is always an option. People often talk to me about confronting change and detours, and I often reply, slow down enough to get your brain and body in sync, meaning listening to both parts, because the truth is always within us. And smile at yourself in the mirror daily. That's a fun and funny game changer too. As always, take care of yourself, look after each other, and thanks for listening.
that's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.